Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Got two or three main people, then we'll be straight. We know it's always going to be a good show just because of the energy everybody's going to buy. So we can work this out. We're going to see, man. But I'm trying to come out of this bitch 100,000 up.
Right.
Come out of this Rona.
We trying
to. I done ran up 100 through this quarantine.
Man, feel me?
That's literally a bar I just heard today.
Let it speak to my heart, then. From their lips to God's ears. I need that.
I'm going
to
sing you the song. It's called Free Joe Exotic.
Oh, shit.
What song is that, Teddy?
Oh, yeah. It's the hardest song in America right now.
Whose song is it? What's the artist's name?
It's a nigga named F. You know, all these niggas got letters, syllables, acronyms. It's FBFG Pac-Man or something. Oh, God. But it's one of the, one of these acronym niggas.
I got to get Brent on that, too. I'm going to see if Brent can pull up on maybe Tuesday, try to balance it out. Maybe I get him next week, though, because I know I got somebody else already on Tuesday, so I want to make sure I don't overbook it. I think, like, four guests is like, the perfect sweet spot, because then you don't have too many people talking over each other. You get to five guests, six guests, and then it's just
Zoom with the homies?
Yeah. It's
Zoom. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Four is the perfect number of shit. Kenesha, what you sipping on?
Listen, he left with the baby, so I got a big-ass thing of sangria, and I couldn't find no shot glasses, so I had to put my liquor in a baby bowl.
Nigga, that's a kiddie bowl.
I am going to ask that again once Kev gets on here and we get the show rolling, because that's the funniest.
Wait, what?
Ever.
But her cereal bowls are right there, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to just put the vodka in here.
And you going to taint the baby cereal bowl with vodka?
I know. But I put up all stuff for baby stuff, so it's all up at the top. I can't.
So you obviously not breastfeeding anymore.
No, I'm not. But I did.
Have you seen this baby? This baby is like 6 years old. Damn it.
How old is the baby, Kenesha?
15 months. She's about to be 16.
Nah, now she's good. She's still, you can breastfeed up to what? Like
17.
I planned on breastfeeding till I was like, she was at least 5, but like I said, God played me. I got big titties and no milk. So
hold on 1 second. Come on in.
And I'm depressed about it, and I don't want to talk about it.
Where's the milk? No, I'm joking. I'm sorry.
It's gone. It just... So she made it a year, though, breastfeeding, so I'm fine with that.
So the milk just dried up after a year?
Well, I didn't even pump enough milk. I never made enough milk for her. So she got my milk, and then I make her hemp milk from scratch.
Yeah. Wow, you did a little cocktail.
Yeah, so by that last year... Pump and dump queen. Pump and dump queen. Never stop drinking.
You said breast milk from scratch?
Huh?
I'm never going to stop drinking.
And kids,
you know what? I think I got some sangria downstairs, too.
Listen.
I like some
sangria. That shit is mongria. I need sangria.
Huh?
Like your glasses?
Thank you.
Well, those are cute.
And them baby hairs. Both of y'all got baby hairs.
That's what I really wanted you to see. Shut up.
Man. You arousing the high school nigga.
I see ladies.
Mine is postpartum hair loss. So I was like, well, I'm about to turn these into baby hair then. Because I just start balding. If you can
see. Wow, because her hair was breaking. You just turned it into baby hair?
Yes.
I like how casual Teddy Ray is with this blunt. I like how casually goes with it.
to Hedges put a cigar.
What is happening over there, Tim?
Huh?
What's Where happening over there?
Why are you in the kitchen?
I'm not.
What's all that?
It sounds like y'all doing a B&E. You decided to take this Zoom while y'all doing a break in the entry.
He got all of Tony Baker's sounds like right now happening in his background. All the pans and pots. What up,
the weed trays, the weed box, the ashtray.
So we were already rolling. We were already recording, but I'm gonna run it back, Kanisha, and ask you what you're drinking, and then you could just set it up like that. But just give me a second. Let's just get it going real quick. Kev, what's going on, sir? What you chewing on, little hamster?
I'm eating nowhere.
What's that? The coffee shop is open, man. Got me some watermelon, some coffee.
You at the office?
Yeah, man. Farron had like 4 Zoom calls today, so after I finished filming Bad News, I just came up here to just knock this out.
Bad News.
It's nice to have a quiet little space to work.
Bruh, that's why I'm so excited about this move, because I actually have an office inside the house.
When y'all moving again?
The 7th.
And when is your new gerbil cage being delivered?
Same day. I had everything set up so I can have a pinwheel there where I can, just do it like that.
If Kev can chew this whole show, then I'm going to smoke.
Kanisha, are you in a dojo or a geisha house? What?
It's mommy's private box. And so you cannot come inside of mommy's private box.
That's a massage parlor. Kanisha over there giving out happy endings.
Nah. Hey, never again.
Show you, Kev.
Never again, Kanisha. A happy ending made you sad.
Listen.
Hilarious.
Listen. Never again. It's over.
Oh, kids are such a great idea in theory. Then they come and you'd be like,
wait a second. Hold on. Kanisha, what are you drinking?
Okay, listen. So I got my sangria and then I couldn't find no shot glasses for my vodka. So I got to use a baby cereal bowl because we put the bar up for the baby stuff. And I was like, dang, I need a shot glass up. The cereal bowls are right there.
You are drinking out of Tahir's water bowl.
Because Tahir is Garfield, right? Is that what the joke was?
Oh, no,
he's a gerbil. He's a gerbil.
Kev, look at this.
Gerbil. I thought that was August.
Wireless status box that helps you work uninterrupted and enter deep focus at home.
Hold on, what now?
Ooh. What's this?
Standard and digital.
The digital.
Digital lets you create and display your own custom messages or images to say, leave me alone, however you want. BusyBox Standard lets you slide in a choice of 6 messages.
Oh, snap. I need that.
Right?
Is that off like an Instagram ad or something?
Indiegogo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but look. The digital one you can draw from your phone.
Wow. So they really turning people's houses into studios.
I'm about to ask my wife if I can have that for Christmas.
First of all, I need one that says, leave mommy the bleep alone. Shit, if I put that on the door.
Let me tell you something, bro, because that'd be the hardest thing. Like you get a good roll going and you hear somebody yelling, you have to go stop rolling at your house though. It's quarantine, like literally Farron's gonna be her job told her she's working from home indefinitely until it's over. Like they're not going back to work.
Google just said you can go home till July 2021.
Bro.
Yeah. So, I got a sister that worked for Boeing and one for Microsoft. They at home just collecting checks. Like we at home.
I ain't do no work when I was at Boeing. I can't imagine being able to work from home.
So I'm going to go ahead and grab 2 of them real quick. I'll send you the link, Kev.
Send me the link, too.
I'll send it to you.
I got to ask my wife if I can have it. But if she says yes, I'm going
to
get it.
Shut up, Kevin. I gave you a phone number to call on Melissa because I know she's putting her hands on you.
You think I'm joking?
Did she snatch your wig off, Kev? She said, stop! Enough is enough!
Listen, can you imagine Cam doing a video and you see a hand just come and snatch? I said no videos today. You thought? Looking at the camera, just bald as fuck.
You thought?
Hey, Cam not even going to say nothing. He just going to go like this.
Yeah. He ain't going to look at him. No, it's a car. He's not going to look. What you going to see is this. He's like.
You're gonna hear, but you're gonna still hear him. You're gonna still hear him. I never get to do nothing with my friends.
And it's because you weren't gonna hit me on camera.
Oh, you're never gonna hit me, Jody.
Now, Kev up making tacos for the family.
Vacuuming the floor, cleaning this shit.
Can I get my wig back if I make the sofa?
She took the wig like a video game. She got
it. I can't get it. She said I can't get it back till the end of the semester.
Hilarious.
She locked it up in her desk.
Bro, let me tell you where we're at in technology in the world, bro. So I have Kendall go back and do all the descriptions, add all the names, and zoom in with the homies, right? So she goes back and does.
I thought you were talking about the book.
Nah, I have a kid.
So like, you talking to Kendall like Siri. Like, I have Kendall take my notes down and
go get my dry cleaner. So, she finished, I guess, right after I finished doing Bad News. She sent me a Cash App request for the amount of money for it. I was just like, this is what.
Oh, you were raising a CEO. I like it.
Ever since we got her this bank account, she's been requesting money like that. She'll never talk to us. She always sent like an invoice. I'm like, you're 14 and being disrespectful as hell. I don't appreciate it.
Everything is an invoice. Everything
is an invoice. You know? Do is the, you know when you get the family requests for the app and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only text message I get from them. Isaiah requests this. Josiah requests that.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Only invoice I had was an inside voice in the house, or I was getting my ass beat. It was no invoices. This is crazy. I'm not looking forward to it.
I barely see this girl right now. On the weekends. She don't come out of her room at all. Like, unless I order pizza or something, she'll come out, grab her box of pizza, and go back in the room and close the
door. That sounds like my
case. I'm gonna be honest with you.
What are they and doing?
I don't mind.
Here's the thing. I don't mind. I don't really mind. Go on about your business. It's cool because I'm watching a movie. I don't want you to come in midway, ask me what's going on, what happened, who is that? Nah, here's your pizza.
Listen, go in your room. At this age, your kid is just like a roommate that don't have no money, but they don't really do nothing. So you be like, he don't do nothing, but he cool though. He quiet.
No, man, best friend.
Let me tell you something. This is how I knew she's getting older. Like, I used to wake her up. And I'm like, yo, go walk your dog, right? And so now lately, I've been waking her up. Sometimes she gets on her own. I'm completely destroy her, but sometimes she gets up on her own. Most times I have to wake her up. I wake up, she go to the bathroom for an hour. She spend an hour shitting out the gate. That's just out the gate, right? Then she go back in her room and sit down on the bed. I'm like, yo, did you walk your dog? This literally happened Friday. Did you walk your dog? She's like, nah. I was like, well, I woke you up to walk your dog. Why you ain't walking? She was like, I don't even know.
She sounded like she was smoking a Newport.
Right? I don't even know. I'm like, because, and at this age, she's taller than me. She's 14, so I can't whoop her. I don't want to toss the room because we're about to move. That's just going to make more work for me. So I'm literally helpless.
To hear, you can still throw shit at her.
Yeah.
TV remotes.
I was just so frustrated in that moment. I was like, I don't even know what to do or what to say. So I just walked away, hey, got up.
Change the Wi-Fi password. That's what you do. Change that damn password.
Now, let me tell you what this little heifer did. Bruh, this little girl, so she keeps changing my icon on Netflix when you log in, right? She keeps changing the picture. Every time I change it back, she changes it. I changed it back and I changed hers, right? This little heifer went in the settings and changed the language, and then she added a code, an account code to I couldn't even access Netflix all weekend long. Cause what I'm gonna threaten with, change the background, I'm gonna punch you. She know I ain't gonna punch her. So it's like, I had to just wait till her mama got back and be like, you need to talk to this little girl before I do something to her.
Wait, so you didn't even go in there and address it?
I did address it. She wouldn't change it back, she's a bully.
Oh my God. What?
He's taller than me. He put stuff on the top shelf.
It's noticeable. It's not like they neck and neck. She is visibly taller.
I remember when she was so tiny, though, so I haven't seen her in years.
She's super thin, too,
Kenesha. So it's really obvious. And she got long hair. It is like, bruh.
To hear she me got like, a long reach, too. She got a long reach. We were playing one time, and she hit me from across the room. I was like, I'm going to have to put my gun on this little elf.
Larry.
I'm going to have to put my gun on. She don't know how to respect boundaries. All right, man. Well, listen, I think this is a good place for us to start. We're going to go ahead and kick it off right now. with this first topic right after this.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Tahir Moore, and I'm here to talk to the fellas. Well, not just to the fellas, but this is really going to connect with you guys. Listen, it's time to put down the X body spray and the polo blue. No disrespect, but it's time to upgrade, man. We can't keep progressing with technology and everything else and not adapt it to the way that we shop for our cologne. Listen, guys, if you're still going to the mall and that's the only place you're shopping for your cologne, you're outdated, okay? It's time you stepped into the future and embrace Hawthorne. Why, Tahir? Why should I check out Hawthorne? I'm gonna tell you why, okay? Because I was skeptical. Here's this company that says that they have a new way of buying cologne. How do you know what I like? I will tell you how they knew what I like. I took a 2-minute survey, okay? In this survey, they asked me what I like to do, where I go out, where I hang out. When I hang out, what do I do there? Am I the life of the party? Of course I am. What do I drink? Whiskey? Neat. They take all of that information. All of that information from that 2-minute survey, and they come up with a scent that is just for me. Not just one, but two. You get a work and a play scent. Come on. What? Two? Yes, two. Okay, because you should smell different in different environments. That's perfectly understandable. And if you don't understand it, I'm going to hip you to some more game. Listen, ladies remember scent. You understand me, fellas? They remember if you smell fantastic, but they also remember if you stink. Okay? So you won't always be remembered for smelling fantastic, and Hawthorne will help you do that. Not only do they have colognes, but they have body washes, they have lotions, they have shampoos, conditioners, they even have candles. Anything that you're looking for, you can get it at Hawthorne. And ladies, you don't have to be in the dark on this. You want to support your man, you can get him the gift card, you can get him the credit so he can still take the survey, and then you just buy it for him as a gift. You guys can be a part of this. Listen, if you want to take advantage, you want to jump on this new train of fragrance shopping, it's still room. There's still time. And not only that, I'm going to hook you up. That's right. Your boy's going to look out for you. House 10% off your first purchase, Sam. Okay? Does it sound good? It's better than nothing because you won't get nothing without it. Take advantage of this right now. If you go to Hawthorne.co, use our promo code SQUAD. That's SQUADD. You're going to get 10% off your first order. That's right. You're welcome. You don't even have to thank me. I got you. I look out for my listeners. Y'all know how I do. Again, that's Hawthorne, HAWTHORNE.co, not com. .co, and use the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD. You're going to get 10% off your first purchase, and that is on your boy. You're welcome. Fellas, you know how to thank me. Just shoot me $1,000 on my Cash App. That's it. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Just go out there and smell fantastic. You're welcome.
First topic of the day. What's worse, moving in with your parents versus moving in with an ex?
I'm gonna go moving in with an ex.
Woo!
That's worse.
I think moving in with an ex is worse because it depends on why y'all broke up. They might still want sex.
Yeah.
I don't want my ex to be bringing no new bitches in the house.
But I still want. If I can't smash, then I can't bring friends.
You better do that shit in the parking lot.
This is my house.
But you came to stay with me.
And you brought kids.
Am I paying bills?
This you right now. This you bringing your kids to my place, and I can't smash nobody new, and you ain't gonna smash. Oh, somebody finna get it.
No, I'm good.
You should go to her house.
With my mama, she old anyway. Do what I want. Yeah, to her house. I'm gonna be smashing at her house. Okay,
bro. I have not lived with my parents since I was 19. I am 37. I can't imagine someone like telling me what to do. Like, if they be like, all right, now 10 o'clock, be like,
hilarious.
Nobody told me that, and so I have forgotten what it feels like.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
You know Melissa be telling you to come to bed, Kev.
Absolutely.
Bring your ass to bed, nigga, so we can watch Greenleaf. Nigga,
I'm not Greenleaf. Greenleaf.
She don't even say a word to him. She just look at him and be like,
he can't even sleepy.
Yo, low-key, though, when you've been married as long as I am, there's a big we tired energy. Like, yeah. You don't really have to say it. Like, I'm going to bed. This is what happened. We'd be downstairs watching TV, right? She'd be like, all right, I'm going to bed. I'd be like, all right. She'd get up and walk around. She'd be like, are you going to stay down here? Like, I want to watch the TV my own stuff.
Bro, we just talked about this because it's like, you know, I'm watching an action movie. You know action movie volume goes up and down all the time. Soon as they start shooting, rah, 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 bah, bah. Now, if I watch this upstairs while you're trying to go to sleep, soon as this fight scene happens and it goes up 36 decibels, you're going to look at me like I'm crazy. And you know what it is. This is what they do. They turn over, fighting scene starts. Like you just went with the remote and said, man, fuck this. So you don't see me trying to go to sleep. You don't see me. You don't care about my sleep at all. Okay. Okay. All right. Now it's like, but I can't stay downstairs and watch it either. I hate it here, bro.
I mean, in my office to here, I got a TV, I got a couch. I be in here watching The Office, and she be like, you just finna be in here?
We miss you.
Hey.
Miss? I'm literally 8 feet away from you. I sleep next to you every night. We've been together for 17 years. What do you miss? What do you miss?
Your body.
Your presence.
Well, you know what? You know what? Absence make the heart grow fonder. So when you see me, bitch, you gonna love me. Let me have my peace.
See, I'm not there yet. I'm 3 years in, so I be in the living room kicking and be like, that's the only time I get to myself. Like, oh, you want to go to sleep with the baby? You gonna put her to sleep? And I'd be three in the morning, tired, in the living room. Oh my God, I can't do it.
I said, Kanisha be building that little room in the living room. Like, girl, it don't even cover both sides of the walls. You just stay on that side.
She feel like you just knocked the thing down.
You can't see it, but it's
the baby knocked the thing down like Snoop and Baby Boy. Don't nobody care about the fort, little nickel.
you got a
fort, Kanisha.
Right. This is, look, Kev, it's a sheet over the top of it. You can't see it, but it's a sheet.
I know you're being funny, but I have a bunch of different colors for it. For my different
I thought
rooms,
it was dildos. I was about to say, what the fuck are you doing in there?
It's my favorite. So I can decorate it so I can feel more special.
Oh, that's hard.
Patty, I was on the same page. I'm like, oh, she really is. That's her special place.
That's her special room.
It is.
I can't stay with my mom.
Do you have
slaves?
Where you keep getting these cookies from, nigga?
I got a whole spread over here, Freddy.
My mom's
this
at that age.
This nigga Cam got slaves on us.
My mom's at that age where she just walks around however she want to walk around. And the first time I was at my mom's house and she had one of her titties thrown over her shoulder, I was like, I can't come back here.
Wow.
I can't come back. Whole titty just on her shoulder just like that. And she walking around like it ain't no problem. Like, this normal. That's not normal behavior, Imogene. That's not normal.
I can't wait till I get that age. My titties going over the shoulder. I'm crisscrossing my titties. She on the plane with the titties over her shoulder like that's a plane. Like the neck pillow. Like, yeah, I've seen Kanisha do it in the back of the comedy store one time.
You say what?
I seen Kanisha do that move in the back of the Comedy Store, use her titties as a neck pillow. I was like, I'm gonna start doing that, but I don't have that much titty. You know, I got titty, but not that, you know.
You ain't got the length, Ted. You got the fullness. You ain't got the length.
Okay, stop looking at my bust, nigga. This nigga Kev over here, Mr. Titty Man.
I got an A cup, Daddy. I'm prepubescent.
Nah, bro. You got plastic surgery. You about a B now.
Daddy said he was starting the OnlyFans and had his shirt off on the ground.
Hey, I started it, bro. That shit bombed.
Oh, you really did it?
Yeah, I had like two aunties subscribe. I was like, I'm over this.
There you go.
They sent me some change. Like, I felt like they did it like them old people at church. Like, just a little something.
Yeah, like, butterscotch candy.
Man, I thought I was going to pop. Butterscotch
candy.
Send me address. I got a package for you. Open it, the strawberry candies for
me. Going back to the topic.
Oh, suck on this, Teddy. I can't pay no bills with candy. And why was their candy always a little bit wet already? Like, why?
Because that bottle of perfume burst in the bottom of her purse.
Yeah.
It was in their titty. That's why. It was underneath. Right?
Our teens don't never let you know what happened to their candy.
Mm-mm. You somebody got a lot of stuff in their bra when they got to adjust it to get you something out. They got
That's me. Hey, you don't have any baby toys I can put up in here.
You want the purple one or the red one? Well, give me a second. Let me just look for it. I know I got a $5 bill in here somewhere. I found a 20. That's how you know.
Them the titties you don't want to see, because you know without that bra, them titties would be having a temper tantrum underneath that shirt. They'd be falling all out like kids in the cereal aisle. Just, you know.
A temper tantrum?
You ain't doing nothing but doing this. She just rocking back and forth, just humming, and titties just...
I like them titties, though. Them titties that's disobedient and don't pay attention. Be sliding all over the place. No. Sit down. No.
It's price of motherhood burning. Titties, and I wish I would have known. When you breastfeed, it my shit have flattened. I used to have plump. I got two socks in here. I used to have plump boobs. Now they're flat. They're like, I'm like, yo. Yo.
Baby sucked all the milk out.
I didn't know.
I'm cracking the fuck up.
You got two socks in here. Like, y'all used to.
My boobs are long now. I was in the mirror crying, like, yo, what happened?
Put them on TV.
Listen,
Titty on the screen. He turned into boobs.
The titties on live. I'll give you $1,000.
Kenesha, all you got to do is just pinch him up a little bit, put a clothespin on the side. Them things gonna be right back.
I already did it. It's a clip in the back holding the bra. I got the method is down. Trust me. I'm not gonna hit the streets back and don't even have none of my attributes. I already got extra stretch marks in the stomach. I gotta do something to distract. So
I seen this on Bravo too. They got titty tape. Kenesha, just like a little piece of duct tape.
That titty tape don't work.
That don't work.
It don't.
No.
Not for titty. When you got
titty. It'll work for Kev, but it
them for white titties.
Yeah, them for white titties.
I saw some lesbians using the titty tape, and they were using the titty tape, and then that's how they were walking around without shirts on. They just had to take the titties taped down.
Oh yeah, no.
That's a shirt technically.
I mean, tube top.
Back to this question though, the question at hand: moving in with your parents versus moving in with an ex. I feel like the guys that were put in that situation, the guys that had somebody come stay with them, they may be a little more respectful. But if you fell on hard times, you had to move in with your ex, and as a guy, I feel like the ex would be extremely petty, especially if y'all ended badly. She ain't gonna let you be on the street because you know you got a newborn, so she gonna let you stay there, but she gonna have niggas all through there every night. You ain't gonna be able to sleep easy. I can tell you that much.
Hilarious. She just gonna get beat up. She gonna get that thing beat up all night.
To hear, it's not even that. We gonna be playing every single song to remind you you ain't shit. I promise you. And we just gonna be in the mirror just singing in the bathroom. My dude made me mad this morning, and I'm in the bathroom singing, I should have cheated. Like,
wow.
And these are the type of person that'll make a full
book
for herself. She ain't gonna, ain't nobody in the house going.
Oh,
the nigga, what you cooking? Oh, I just made me a little ham, little eggs, little bacon.
Did you make something for me?
What was that Friday, the movie Friday, when the mom made her some pork chops?
And he was like, hook it up. It's nothing funnier than a man think he about to eat. And Takar, you got that on spot because you know I be cooking. I'm writing a cookbook right now.
Right.
I tell you, my favorite thing to do is to just make me and the baby something to eat. Like all the pieces.
Listen, but you don't understand the level of petty Takara is, and the fact that she's from New York. Takara will let the nigga move in, but then be having company over and leave the door open while the company's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Put the earplugs on, brother.
Get your feet rubbed and be like, you know, my ex never rubbed my feet. Talking about
I I ain't never done this before.
That's a different level of panic.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't let my ex move in at all. Unless we were on good terms.
No, one of the things about being
married, we fucking.
Oh my God, I didn't even hear that part. I'm sorry, Takara.
I didn't say that. I said that.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't. My ex. This is a real story. After my best friend was killed, he lived here. I moved in with him after that, and we never had sex. It was a cool, nice environment. So I mean, I've actually had the good side of it, which is better than moving with my mom. Because if y'all think I'm crazy, white woman crazy is a whole nother. She's a full blown alcoholic. I cannot live with her. At all, like she is a trip all the way around. So I'm just like,
you got a white mom?
What?
I be forgetting you mixed. You so
everybody
black.
White I'm such a revolutionary. That's why. she's white people crazy is a different level of crazy, and I just can't tolerate it, especially in these times. You know, I call her to be cussing every now and then. I'd be like, yo, people ain't shit, and then I hang up the phone.
Hilarious.
Y'all, what's wrong with America? I'm your mama. I said what I said.
I do. Remember when Jesse from Grey's Anatomy gave that speech on BET about black magic? I didn't talk to my mom 2 weeks. I was like, man.
Yo, I never thought about that. Like, you know, when you see like Rosewood or something like that, you be mad at white people. You see a movie like that, you got to go home to your mom. You just be like,
you dirty mother.
I'm the oldest kid. I was the first. Listen, I'm the oldest kid, so I was the first to see Roots in the fifth grade. I had to come back and tell my brothers and sisters because I didn't know I was mixed till about that time. I just figured everybody had rainbow families. I came back home.
Wow.
Tell y'all what family. I seen at school. We was crying and shit.
What? Kev, you were about to say something. You said the thing about me being married that long is what now?
You don't have exes.
Oh, all that like true ex stuff, like in music, like I really couldn't connect with Bryson Tiller's music for that reason. I don't have no ex that I really.
Cause you've been with Melissa since like the second grade, right?
Yeah, they shared crayons.
Yeah.
Right. That don't count, bro.
You don't have no past.
In all seriousness, not my oldest son finna turn 14.
Voice deeper That's than only, yours.
Huh?
Voice deeper than yours.
Oh, voice deeper than mine. You remember when you were 14, Ted and Tahir, you was making your voice sound deep at all times. You never were caught.
Yeah, I would like some tater tots.
So he on that right now. At this time, I don't have to sound deep all the time. But he about to be 14. That's only 2 years from when I started dating Melissa. Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So he might find his new boo in his forever life boo in 2 years.
I found my wife in 11th grade.
That's crazy.
Now, if she broke up with me now, I would be a shell of a man. I wouldn't. I could. I might just disintegrate. I would be like that girl who blew up the Jeep. That would be me. I'd be blowing up her Jeep, his Jeep. I'd blow up my son's Jeep.
The neighbor.
Anybody related to the family.
The neighbor knew. You gonna blow up the neighbor's Jeep.
Blowing up Jeep. All singed. What happened, y'all?
You see the Chucky doll that was burnt? And she said, ain't nobody touching your little Jeep. I can cry when I saw it. Ain't nobody touch your little car.
The fact that she for sure had a concussion and still had the wherewithal to collect the evidence really
all
is the same level of criminality. And she still got caught, but at least she went back for the evidence.
First of all, she started crawling on both arms and legs.
You know her ears were ringing? That was the hurt locker. She didn't know what was going on.
The funny
thing. The hurt locker?
When it blew up, whoever was recording it got scared too. You ain't see them jump like, what the fuck? They couldn't believe he did it.
They was all in the blinds. By that time, like, come on. You gotta stay focused on the action. I be getting mad at people recording fight videos. Y'all look through the viewfinder. Y'all don't be watching the fight.
Oh,
I need y'all to stay focused.
You gotta live in the moment.
It'd be like this.
Listen. When you are recording a fight, you're the cinematographer. You got the responsibility. You have to look at everything right here. You can't watch it. You watch it after the fight.
Watch it out.
No, because if I die, I can't. If something happened, it's gunshots. I gotta watch the wherever I'm at. I can't.
I'm saying. You still
might leave, nigga. Right now, it's a violent situation. I gotta be on 10.
It's a real life movie, Ted. You just look at it like a real life movie.
No, y'all do all that John Singleton shit. Get the perfect shot when niggas is fighting. I know what happened. You in the moment, but you got to be on lookout, like, bam, bam.
If you got to be on lookout, you shouldn't be recorded anyway.
Right.
I want to rewatch it later. Somebody's is hilarious.
Hey.
My homie socked a nigga out of his shoes one time. That was funny. I'm glad we got that on camera for life.
But it killed the art of storytelling. Like, nobody, like, now they can just show you the video. That's why we don't have no storytellers no more. It killed the art of storytelling because you just saying he got socked out of his shoes. I wish you would have said it elaborately. Like, listen, this is what happened first.
That's actually true. That's a good point. I never thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. Remember when people used to tell you stories? It used to be wild as hell. You just be. Now they just pull the phone.
And then the nigga pulled up. He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then. I hate people. I LA people say woo 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 in a lot of their stories, and that be vital information.
Not enough story.
Yeah, right. That's a dot 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 to everything. Everybody.
Woo 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 is supposed to be details that don't matter. They be putting in details that matter.
Nah, woo 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 is felonies. They don't want to snitch on themselves. Right?
They be like.
And then woo woo woo. So you know, skip all that part where I had the gun on me. Let me fast forward. To this part where we at McDonald's.
I asked her, was the baby's mine? And she was like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And then he'd be like, nah, nigga, is the baby yours? Like,
wow.
I'm crazy.
Whoop, whoop, whoops.
All right, so where we land at it with? What's worse?
I say staying at an ex-house is worse. It gotta be.
Because
I love my mama, but I don't know. I got mixed feelings about whoever this person is that I'm staying with. Now,
but I your might mom be in my feelings. Hella errands, yo. Every time you get in the car, it's 2 hours of her shit. I cannot be running errands all day for my mama, so I can't do it.
I don't want to be in the house.
My mama with not that senile yet.
Cool. Hold on, what'd you say to the car?
I don't want to be in the house with her anyway, so I'm cool with the errand run. But my mom is real low-key. She the type of person where she don't go in her living room for months. She just be in her bedroom, bathroom, kitchen. She don't do nothing else. So I can live with my mom.
Okay.
If you touch it, if you clean it, if you use it, you fix it. Like, that's all she's going to yell at. She don't really care.
Her whole thing is turning to the side?
Hey, that's my mom.
Don't you do... Huh?
What'd I say?
I want some, and make sure you clean out the pots. Leave my kitchen the way you left, the way you found it. That's my mother. As long as you leave it the way you found it, she don't care. She does not care. I could live with my mom.
You imagine a grown woman telling you, I.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hey, you ever hear your mama subconsciously in life? You about to do some shit and some fuckery. You be like, don't go in that lady's house. Don't get something more than just some Gucci.
All right, so Takara said you living with the ex would be worse for you.
Yeah, that's worse for me.
Teddy,
living with an ex.
Okay.
Because if she get piped down, I'm gonna beat that nigga up. If I can't get no draws, it's not a good situation, and I'm gonna really. I think I'm a hustle harder. If it was like what situation I'm a hustle harder out of, it's probably going to be my ex house because I'm going to be in a rush. I'm going to probably get comfortable in my mama's house. She just got a jacuzzi.
At least you know. What about you?
I'm
going
to go and say my mom's house. I don't mind living with exes, and I'll be the ex to give some up. So that wouldn't even be a problem for me because I like comfortability in front. Oh, you familiar. So I'm just going to give you some. So I'm going to go mama house.
Okay. All right. Kim?
Probably worse for me to live with an ex because I never really got that serious with them. So not really knowing them at all would be worse than staying at my parents' house.
Okay. That's fair. And I think living with an ex would be worse too. So, yeah, I think the exes have it on that one. So, everybody can deal with their parents for the most part. Except for me. All right, we're going to jump right into this next topic. Right after this.
Hey, what up? It's your boy To Hear More, and I am here to tell you guys about one of our amazing sponsors, Raycon. Now listen, we're all at home Some of us have more people in the house than what we're used to. When you want to listen to your music, you want to listen to your music. You don't want to hear somebody in the other room, what they're watching on TV, or what the other person in the other room is listening to, or what they might be talking about on the phone. You don't want to hear all of that. You want to hear your music, and you should be able to hear your music uninterrupted. And you definitely can hear your music uninterrupted by getting the new Raycon Everyday E25s. These bad boys right here are the latest model to drop, and let me tell you about it. Now, first of all, everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on them, check out these E25s. Why should we check it out to hear? Well, I'm glad you asked, baby. Now listen, their newest model, the Everyday E25, is their best one to drop yet. 6 hours of playtime. Six of them things, okay? More bass, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and this new compact design is perfect. It is a perfect noise isolating fit. You can't get any better than this. Listen, these earbuds are comfortable. They're perfect for taking phone calls, taking conference calls, virtual calls, whatever you're doing at home. These are the ones that you need to be doing it with. You want to talk about a game changer? These bad boys start at about half the price of some of the other premium earbuds on the line. However, you get the same quality as some of the top brands that you know. Now, you've heard me talk about this 100 times. You know the company was co-founded by Ray J. You know superstars like Brandy, J.R. Smith, Snoop Dogg have endorsed it, and Cardi B, she loves it. But listen, it's nothing like trying it for yourself. So that's what I encourage you guys to do right now. You, our listeners, you guys are going to get 15% off right now when you go to buyraycon.com/squad. That's SQUADD. Get your first pair, okay? Experience it for yourself. See what it's like. See what all the hype is about. And I promise you, you won't regret it. So again, get 15% off when you go to buyraycon.com/squad. Do it today and tell them your boy sent ya. It's actually nowhere to say that, but you know, if you want to just send an email, it's like, yo, Tahir killed this. Won't be mad at you. Holla!
Next topic we have, would you rather have your dream job with no pay or being rich at a job that you hate?
I'm going to probably do dream job with no pay because we all started out as comedians and we love it. And we love it. And we still doing it. So I'm going to start off with dream job with no pay.
But you can't pay no bills with that.
First of all, I can pay bills with these. So I have lived
hilarious
the whole time I've been here. Like, what the fuck? So I'm going to job because I'm cute and these are going to pay.
Can we do both or we got to pick one?
You got to pick one.
I don't know. I'm still going to go dream job with no pay because you didn't specify how long no pay is for because I'm going to get paid.
Eventually. Yeah.
We all do a dream job. We all do it now.
If I really hate the job, eventually I'm gonna end up like, you know, not wanting the job no more. Like, it's just, I don't know. I'd rather do something I love forever than be forced to do something I hate and then I'm gonna quit, or worse than that, just start taking it out. Beating my kids more, doing all kinds of shit.
I can't imagine none of y'all working like a corporate job.
I was a teacher.
Hey, I taught third and fourth grade. Shit, during COVID, I've been teaching sign language online. I got a rack of students.
You teach sign language?
Yeah.
I mean, could this?
Yes.
She said, I got a rack of students. She just got her breasts in there. Yeah, you want to do this?
At least you'd be teaching white people how to throw gang signs.
This is fun.
Folks, be careful.
The folks? Hilarious.
Yeah, I taught preschool when I was in New York, and then when I moved here, alongside Tahir and some other comics, I started teaching with the Sheriff's Department inmates.
All the comics was working down at the jail.
I know. Yep.
Listen, when comics find a job that's good for comics, they will get that job to everybody. Like, hey, nah, it's cool down here, bro. You can get
there's some good material up there at the jailhouse.
There was a minute where a whole bunch of comics was working at the flyaway for a minute. I was seeing a whole bunch of people there, the jail for a minute.
A lot of comics is unemployed. So if somebody, one nigga become the plug, Hella, we are the plug. That's what a community do. It's nepotism. Kevin, we got to win.
Nah. Listen, I got no problem with nepotism. I can't wait to nepotize. White people been nepotism. Kenesha mom been nepotizing.
Hello? Hello?
The only problem with nepotism is we don't have enough black people so that we can nepotize our people.
Yeah.
Right. And then the ones we got don't want to nepotize. They don't want to see no Negroes.
Right.
I got no problem with nepotism.
I'm about to be.
Like, hey, that's my son. Diddy got it.
Like, Diddy's son? I seen Diddy's son perform at a Beyonce concert, and I was like, must be nice to be Diddy's son, because you only up there because you Diddy's son. That's literally,
and you know,
he kind of looked like Diddy. The whole his set was like, man, that kid kind of looked like Diddy. Almost.
Hilarious.
That was 10 minutes of it, and he lasted the whole time. I was like, oh, cool. That's Diddy's son.
He got enough songs to bob my head to.
Right.
You start doing your daddy shit if you don't. We won't know. Taste that.
That's what's funny about that beef. When Suge Knight called out Diddy really was all up in the videos. I know he was like, dang, I do be all up. He was there. He was in the front of the artist. It was Mace video. Diddy
pushing Mace out the way. You seen him push Mace out the way and jump in several times.
You know, there's a story. Kev, you know there's a story where them two niggas bumped into each other that night.
Where? Suge and Diddy?
Yeah, and Diddy asked him, like, well, hey, was you talking about me? And Suge, this is just, you know, rumor report type shit. But Suge said, no, nigga, I was talking about Jermaine Dupri. And kept walking.
I heard he was talking about Jermaine Dupri. That is what I heard, too. I heard he was talking about Jermaine Dupri on that one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine Dupri was in a lot of videos, too, though.
Right, all in the dancing.
But Diddy was way more prevalent in the videos.
Right.
Diddy was.
It was a combination. Don't lie.
Diddy pushed Mace. He pushed Kim. He was pushing, especially when they had that 90s video with the wind and they all had an
enigma. Oh, the shiny suit.
Tell him who rocked. He pushed Mace. Mace went up against the wall and spun a little bit. They ain't even edited.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
He did push Mace.
Fun a little bit. And then the dance. You know, he did the dance.
Yeah.
And then this came from getting pushed all the time.
Now we in the club doing this, though. No, he's trying to keep his balance.
He made up a new dance. He literally was just trying not to fall on camera.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm telling you.
And we all in the club.
Kev, your laugh is hilarious. It's making me laugh.
Mace was such a fun rapper, man. He made fun music. He was always smiling and stuff. I was like, man, all right, Harlem World, man. I like Harlem.
You know his name was Murder Mace.
Yes.
That was at the beginning, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the same nigga that was Murder Mace. And is that the same?
Bro, he was Murder Mace. He was Mace the Smiler. Then he went to a pastor, back to Mace. Mace and Betha, then back to pastor. You can't go pastor two times. That's the one choice.
I bet you he still had that pistol on him at every phase. At every phase.
Don't lie, my wife flew to Atlanta and May sat next to her and asked her to use her cell phone charger and she gave it to him. This was like last year, 2 years ago.
Really?
She was like, Kev, I was in the seat next to Mace, in the middle seat. He ain't had no charger. He said, could he use mine? And I let him use it. And I was like, y'all was in coach.
It be like that sometimes.
Okay.
Listen, I will fly coach. I won't.
Damn, Kev, you ain't got to say it. So, I will sometimes.
There's no difference except for free
subject
drink
myself.
Drink before you get on the plane.
No, there's a difference, Kenesha.
There's a difference.
The longer the flight is, the bigger the difference is.
Right.
From L.A. to Oakland, no big deal. L.A. to Dallas, L.A. to New York, very big deal.
Oh, very big deal. Those very 5-hour, 6-hour flights, oh. That's
L.A. to Tokyo, the biggest deal.
Hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, my kids are, You think I'm bougie? Imagine having access to what I have at 11. They had the slippers on. They had the headphones. They had the eye covers. They was eating ice cream. It was the your seat was a whole bed. You couldn't talk to them.
Oh,
see. Maybe when we got off the plane, they were just floating off. They weren't even walking. They just floated off to the.
They had a good old time. Meanwhile, I'm snoring on some lady's shoulder.
Yeah. Oh my!
Probably gonna be my shoulder with your ass. Just mouth open.
You soft, so yeah, I'm gonna lean to your side. I know I'm not gonna lean on. I'm not gonna start falling asleep on a bony, you know.
I don't like when people fall asleep on me when I'm on a plane. That because I don't know whether.
Kakara, you soft. People fall asleep on me all the time. This is our job in life.
Shut up.
This is our job in life.
I seen a guy look at my shoulder and look at my face. I'm like, you better not fall asleep on my goddamn shoulder, sir. He said,
that's the move.
No, I'm always next to the blanket. I'm done. Ain't nobody never fell asleep on me. Never.
Really?
I had somebody fall asleep on my neck pillow on the other side. I had like some real big.
Maybe that's a community neck pillow. Absolutely.
Let me just get a little piece. I don't need the whole thing.
My neck pillow on to here. Sleep, like, as you know, I'm asleep. I'm like this sleep. I look over. This fucking man got his face on the side of my neck pillow. He just.
Y'all borrowed it like an armrest?
Just sleep. I let him sleep too. He looked like he had a long day, and I just
it's like both of ours. I just keep it on my neck.
I will tell people in a minute if I'm in the middle. I'm like, hey, listen, especially if they're on the window. Listen, I know nobody wants to sit in this middle, but I'm gonna fall asleep, and if I'm not in the window, it's gonna be on you. So I'm just letting you know, and I snore. So do with that what you will, but I'm gonna let you know right out the gate.
Do people be switching with you?
Hey, Tanner, no,
nobody has ever cared.
I fall straight asleep. I fall straight asleep. Before they even make announcements, buckle your seat, I'm asleep. I'm asleep, snoring.
You fall asleep for 2 minutes. I wake up as soon as we get in the air, I'm like, oh, shit, we took off, huh?
Yeah, I cannot fall asleep on a plane for nothing in the world.
That's not true, Kevin. I have videos and pictures of you sleeping.
Here, that's okay. I can fall asleep on a red eye. Or no, first thing
that's
in the morning.
That's on the plane, Gav. That's on the plane.
But what I'm saying is, man, everybody be quiet.
Point across.
I really did kill my whole little argument.
Man.
I can't fall asleep on a plane to save my life. Well, I could fall asleep on a red eye, but that's just...
Or early in the morning. I could fall asleep early in the morning, too.
On Tuesday, yeah. So
actually, in the afternoon, it hasn't been much of a problem. You know what? I could fall asleep on a plane.
If I had beef that day, my stomach is lax, so I can get some sleep if I ate beef that day.
So you got to sleep. Like.
If I ate beef that day.
That makes sense. That makes sense. All
right, so weigh heavy on my spirit.
Coming back around. What are y'all feeling like when it comes to this whole scenario?
What was the
have the job with that you love and no pay, or the big bank account but you hate your job? Kev, this is Boeing for you.
Boeing was literally the worst ever. It doesn't matter how much you get paid when you hate what you're doing. That you feel every minute, every second, every hour. You be, man, I'd be like, man, that had to be 2 hours. It'd be 13 minutes. I'd be like, oh, my God. And I used to be at Boeing at my desk at 4:45, 5:15, 2 hours before anybody came. I could watch YouTube all day, and it still was hard to work that job. Yeah. Ain't enough YouTube in the world when you want to be doing something else.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So I'd rather be bored. Doing, listen, I already lived this. Stand-up didn't pay for a very long time.
Very long time.
And then when it did pay, it wasn't like, I remember when I got $30 and I was like, bro, this is great, bro. 30? 40?
Yeah, I remember my first 25.
Oh. I was walking around arrogant. I'm a
not 100, not 1,000, not $25.
$25. Yeah. Once I was up to 40, I got 80. I was like, bro, don't at me. I bought some shoes off of jokes.
You said don't at me?
Don't at me, bro. it's much worse to work a dream job that I hate.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Ted?
I would rather work a dream job with no money versus be unhappy somewhere. That's why I'm in the spot, you know, we in right now. We couldn't do it. I ain't no other job work but comedy.
Yeah, I dig
it. I ain't never made no money than the money I done made in comedy. Nowhere else. Nowhere else.
You never had no job, Ted?
I didn't make this kind of money, nigga. I was a crossing guard. I had two shifts. I worked 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. And I got fired for playing Temple Run.
You got fired for playing Temple Run?
That's such a specific reason to get fired. I know you ain't on that game, Teddy. Like, huh?
It wasn't no kids. The kids was already in school, but they just wanted me in case kids came late to stay like an extra 30 minutes. And I'm like, them niggas is it? I heard the bell ring, nigga. I'm finna sit down and play Temple Run.
Did somebody walk up on you, or you just went to the office?
Nigga? Nah, I was a. They really had ops out there. I was in Beverly Hills, so I guess people would drive by and spy if you was really at your quarter or not. So whoever drove by that day caught me sitting down. it was whoever the job people was. They were sitting
people. That's so funny.
I would never care if somebody was sitting down at work. Like, bro, that just would not matter to me.
No, it's
I can't imagine calling the, you know.
Online. Don't be sitting down. Oh my God.
Well, okay, again. In
a minute.
All right. Well, what
did you say,
Kanisha, how you feel about it? Dream job or a job you hate with all the money?
You know what? I'm definitely going to go with dream job because I know some rich, miserable people. So money ain't it. Money can't buy happiness. I believe that. Even before comedy and dream job, being a teacher was a dream job for me. I was the oldest on the block. I used to make the kids play school. And you know, teachers, we don't get no money anyway, but I love those kids. So I would have, if I never gotten the entertainment, I still would be a teacher making no money, spending my own money, but loving helping these children. So I'm always going to go with the dream jobs, and yet teacher was a dream job for me. So, and then obviously entertainment. And the good thing about entertainment is when you're funny and cute and then you meet, you know, men at the comedy places, they, you know, they just kind of take care of you. So, I mean, we be getting money. It might not be off stage, but off stage.
Different kind of stand up.
Money. Car paid for, all that type of stuff. Like, oh my God, you were so funny.
You ain't the only ones getting Western Unions, boo. You ain't the only one getting Western Unions, boo. We funny too, baby.
And I like to say that the mission comedy that I know live off women. They do. A lot of them live off women. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say, yes. People are like, how much money do you make a year? It depends on who I'm dating that year. Shit.
You said how many niggas that I date that year?
It depends on who's.
I said, Dave, like, how much money do you make a year? I said, it depends on who I'm dating that year.
Hilarious. Oh,
that is hilarious.
Laughs ain't free off or on stage.
Takara, what you going with?
I'm going to go with dream job. I would rather work my dream job than a job that I, because I was working at that jail. I started to hate that shit.
Man, me too. You know what
I
it is?
To hate
it was
that
almost
shit.
Impossible not to take that energy home with you.
It wasn't even the inmates. It was the people I was working with. It was the other teachers. It was the.
You was at the house making shanks to you? It was impossible to go home and not be there.
Here, why are you making a spread? We have groceries. Nah, man. You don't never know what you got.
Nah, y'all wasting.
He got mad chopped ramen. He got mad ramen noodles.
Man.
He's trading his life soup. He traded suits for the cell phone bill. Like, what are you
doing? His wife, can you put some money on my books? Oh, my bad.
Yo, it was
need
so
y'all to check up off the phone, bruh.
It was so many talented people in that jail, though. Picard, did you ever meet the dude? Did you ever meet the dude who made the spiders out of tissue paper?
Yeah.
And he would dip the spiders in coffee to give it the color, and then he would use the thread from their outfits, their whatever they wore. I don't want to say uniforms, but their outfits. He would use the threading for that to make the web and like wrap the legs and all of that.
Yeah.
Bro, one of the most talented people, like that's really using what you got to like make a difference. And the officers, you were never supposed to take anything from an inmate. They would take all of that. They had him making spiders and all of that shit for him. It was crazy shit.
Let me tell you something, because all the men in my family are in jail. And I always say, these people need to get out of jail. It's not funny. And go to the art institute. If I start pulling out, you wouldn't even believe it. I wish I had my box in here, jail cards. These cards are 3D. They pop out, they glitter. Jail has the most talented men I have ever seen in my life, and they need to get out and go straight to the art institute. I swear to God.
They're talented. Pixar need to go straight to jail and get all their clients from jail.
Yeah.
The next Toy Story nigga can be made by niggas in the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just pulled out a bunch of jail cards. I gotta show you what the fuck is what I'm talking about.
How many Mickey Mouses and Minnie Mouses you got?
I can't. Now, these are all not even the cards. These are all just letters. Ain't this a bitch? Well, my plans have been foiled right before my eyes.
Wow.
I just want to let y'all know, Teddy snapped at somebody and said, go in the other room.
Go in the other room.
Teddy, went full auntie. Get shut up. You know I'm over here. Nigga, it was Brent.
You saw him pointing at it. Listen, because Kadisha's talking about all my family, all the men in my family in jail. He started laughing. It's a trigger now. I'm laughing.
Whoa, somebody drew that?
This is from jail. Look at this. Look at that. Ain't it though? Look at this.
That was Tahir playing outside.
Look at this. Look at you guys. These are all
Winnie the Pooh with Tahir.
Look at these. Damn. These are all hand-drawn, yo, from jail, yo. They're really... they got googly eyes on it. Where you get googly eyes in a federal prison?
What they use, Cheeto dust?
I mean, feel it. It's incredible. It's got texture. You can't
Those cars have been lined with so much cocaine, you are walking around with a federal case in your bag.
I knew I was gonna find it. Like, listen, I'm telling you, they are talented. I just want to put that out there. Shout out.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go with having a dream job and no money as well. So that's unanimous. We're gonna move on to this last and final topic right after this.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's to hear more and sex. That's right, sex. Who don't like good sex? If you like good sex, you're going to love great sex. And if you want to experience some more great sex, you need to check into Blue Chew. Fellas, listen. Listen to your boy. This is your boy talking. This ain't somebody you're not familiar with. Y'all know me. You see me week in and week out. I'm not going to lead you astray. Blue Chew. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Do you know what that means? Game changer. That means you can take it anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And because it is chewable, it starts working up to twice as fast. Come on, what's not to love? I know how awkward this conversation can be. I'm very, you know, jovial and cavalier, but I know how awkward this can be. Going to the doctor's office, waiting in the waiting room, then going to pick up the prescription. Blue Chew takes all of that out of it, okay? It is made in America and it's prescribed online by licensed physicians, okay? You don't have to do all of that extraness. You can order this from your house and it ships directly to your front door in a discreet package. Why not do it? I don't know what y'all waiting on. Maybe you're waiting on a deal. Okay, I got you. I got you on the hookup. Listen, if you check out Blue Chew, because you guys are my listeners, because y'all rock with the squad, I'm going to make sure you get your first shipment for free. That's right, for free. If you guys go to BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue, BlueChew.com, and use our promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, you are going to get your first order completely for free. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping, and you will get the order for free. Guys, listen, take advantage of this right now. Well, right after this is over, but take advantage of it. Go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and get your first order completely for free. Just pay $5 for shipping. You're welcome, people. I'm out here doing the work.
Last and final topic of the day. What is more annoying? Having your sock slide down like the inside of your shoe and you can't get to it, or being on a long car ride and your lower back being wet?
Ooh, I'm gonna go with that sock, man, because that happened to me. Because it bunched up at the front, and then my feet was hurting, and I had rocks in my shoes. I was hiking. I
was just about to ask, what were you doing? You got rocks in your shoes.
My shoes was tied so tight. It don't matter how tight your shoes are, the rocks get in there when you hiking. They don't give a fuck. And and no matter how many times I pull my sock up, the shit just kept sliding, but I didn't want to take it off because then it was going to be rock and just foot and nothing, no layer. It was just, that sock shit, man, fuck them socks. I when I got out to finish the hike, I took the socks off and threw them in the trash.
Listen, socks is not an article of clothing that should not be passed down, but they definitely were passed down. In my family, or you went over your cousin's house and you didn't pack enough stuff, somebody got to give you a pair of socks. Man, that sock rolling down, you feel it sliding. I will put a rubber band around the sock to stop it from sliding down before I deal with that at all.
I used to make my own ankle socks.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
My mother was not about to buy me two kinds of socks. Bitch, you lucky you got these Mitchmack ones you got right now. My mother was not about to buy me two pairs of socks. So I used to make ankle socks. And it was bad because the layer in the bottom, it was just the sock. The sock is a bad thing for me.
Yes.
We can see you, Teddy, talking to somebody. But the sock was
the other thing that's bad with a sock is if you put your socks on, then you go in the bathroom and step in water, it'd be ruining the whole day.
That is
literally the worst. You just be like, man, never mind today. I'm finna go lay down.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we should change it to that. Maybe we should change it to what's worse, your sock sliding down or your sock actually being wet.
Sock being wet is way sock worse. Being wet. All
right. Okay, well then there we go. We're gonna cut it right here. I'm gonna change it at the bottom. What's worse?
Oh,
my man, too, because I had a story. Me and my sister drove naked, drying our clothes in the car. You got painted on us. What is
okay, well, you at least have to tell that story. How did y'all get to that point in your life?
Okay, so what happened is my sister was here, and we went to Venice Beach, and we started drinking, and we had these little summer dresses on, and we got in the water, and we were wet. But I also had got us tickets for Medieval Times. Now, Medieval Times don't give you your money back, and you got to be there on time. So we had to drive from Venice Beach all the way to, I believe it's Orange County. And we
Wider had- Park, yep.
Yep, and we took the dresses off, we're butt naked, and we got the heater on high, and she's just sitting there, and it's the middle of the summer, and we're both just naked in the car. I'm going, oh my God, I hope nobody look in this car. And the whole way we're drying the dresses.
Hold on, stop that. What kind of car were y'all driving?
And where the windows tinted? A Prius
for y'all.
Every truck driver saw them titties.
Oh, every truck driver was like, well, would you look at here?
Any nigga.
Why didn't y'all have
in a Range Rover Yukon?
Underwear and bras, though.
If you wear summer dresses and they tie around, you don't wear bras in summer dresses. They just tie around.
You don't wear panties neither?
No, well, I haven't worn drawers in years. My sister doesn't.
Kev, I'm gonna need you to stop looking so confused.
I just was like, she took the dress off and was already naked. Like, there's other stuff people be having on.
Kev was like, we missing some components here.
That's the other thing. Kenesha was naked, dressed on, fully clothed, dressed off, back to naked. There's other articles.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, no, there's so many dresses you don't wear bras with, and we just a family of people that don't wear drawers. I need ventilation. You know what I'm saying? So
how are y'all a family of people that don't wear drawers? Like, that's the family thing. You know, we busses over here. We don't wear no drawers. We ain't worn drawers in three generations.
Listen, maybe y'all at the family reunion is like, shut up. Your ass still wear panties. Look at this. Y'all just sit at the table with us. You ain't your panty wearing ass over there with the kids.
Is it past a certain age? Y'all tell the girls, all right, now you 14. That's it. You are.
It's a rite of passage. You just go in your bedroom, grab all the panties, and just throw them in the trash can.
I haven't. I'm telling you, it's only we have panties for a specific time. You know, woman stuff. Other than that, I don't have no.
But you only have those drawers.
The big granny in the back of the drawer.
You only got the tents.
Yeah, that's it.
Only got the full cover twos on.
Oh, that's the Allstate. They call them the Allstate.
You need those. You can't just be free.
You got the four stuff. Bars, five bars LTE, 5G draws. I can hear it.
I'm done with y'all. Yeah,
I'm so done with y'all.
That girl said we the family of people who don't wear drawers. I ain't never heard that.
Panties. I cannot wear panties.
As a unit though, y'all just free.
That's uncomfortable.
Strength wear numbers.
Do you try not to work up with it?
The dress could have dried if you just had the window down and was wearing it.
No. We were soaking wet. We were soaking on the thing. It wasn't a few splashes. We were in there swimming drunk and was like, oh, we got to hurry up and get to medieval time. So, and then trying to put the dresses on in the parking lot, everybody pulling up. It was just a mess.
It was a crazy night at medieval times. It was like, the show started in the parking lot. It was a whole family of drawless women out there in 4C.
That's probably why the knight threw me the flower, because I kind of, he looked like Trey Songz too. But now I'm like, let me pull the picture up with the Trey Songz knight that gave me the flower.
Oh my God.
y'all think I'm playing. That's what
that,
makes
that sock being wet, though.
I don't think you're playing. Your sock being wet, man. Just forget it, bro. That happened to me yesterday. I got all the way dressed, went back in there to grab something out of the bathroom, stepped on a puddle of water. Apparently, I didn't clean up, and it was just like, man, never mind today. I just, everything I had to do just was never mind. Because then when you take your sock off, your foot's still wet a little bit.
Yeah. You got to let it air out.
Yeah, man. It's like when your feet are not, when your socks are not right. Remember in Forrest Gump, they was like, listen, the most important thing out here is your socks. Not the gun, not the enemy. You got to keep your feet dry. That's what they told them in the military.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Oh, go ahead, Tara.
I was going to say, it's a tie between that foot being wet and that because that foot going to dry eventually. That sock going to dry eventually, or you can change it. But when you got on a bare pair of socks, like you remember old ankle socks, when that elastic just
gave up? It's the worst.
All day long, you out with your cousins, y'all at Six Flags, and that elastic just give up all day long. You got to like reach down and like try to wiggle that ankle sock back up. Oh,
you'll fuck around and just take the whole sock off and just
my leg off and get to the front of every roller coaster before I deal with that sock all day.
Listen, if they were torturing me, they don't even have to punch me. Just they could take my sock off and put it halfway. I'll tell you where everybody's at. I'll snitch so fast. It was to here.
When you wear the ankle sock that keeps sliding off with slides. And you look down and the sock is at the very front of the slide and it's just space in front of it because
you can feel it. You can feel every step when your sock is not on right. You feel that's all you can think about is your sock not being on right. Your pants falling, you forget about it. There's a lot of stuff that you can tune out of your mind. You cannot tune your sock.
So your pants be falling and you don't have a problem with it?
I don't have a problem. I have been my socks be falling off. You know, we friends. We don't wear drawers. You know what I'm saying? We ain't worn drawers.
That's where we from.
In eight decades.
I just don't know. You, Kenisha, you be wearing jeans? You can't be wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Jeans? With no body?
Yeah, you just get a paper towel and you go 1, 2, 3, and then you put it right there to kind of catch the moisture. But I don't wear
underwear. I'm done asking you questions, Tanisha. I'm out.
And I just gotta show you.
I'm logging. I'm leaving out.
For that reason, I'm out. I'm leaving out.
Hey, this heifer said what to do?
I'm gonna let you just be in the back.
It's just a napkin and catches the moisture.
Here's the thing. She can easily
wait,
just get a liner.
Wait. Say this again. Wait. What I meant? I heard napkin.
I wear jeans, and I told him I just take the paper towel and go 1, 2, 3, and then put it there in my private to catch the moisture. So it's no underwear. I don't wear.
You just wear drawers then. You doing all that?
No.
You gotta change your oil when you go to the bathroom halfway through the day.
No, you get a new one. They got paper towels in it. That's why I hate the just the air dryers. I'm like, oh, they're messing up the program. Now I'm in Starbucks. Like, yo, can you give me some after napkin?
I never heard of any of this. I'm so
lost. Tanisha is a vagabond.
I have to wear panties. Like, even if people be like, well, you don't wear panties with that outfit. I'm like, my thighs are best friends and they touch. They hold hands. They talk to each other.
Yeah.
I have to wear
the underwear with the thighs. That's why I put the deodorant and stuff in my thighs. So the underwear don't change it.
I'm learning so much right now.
This is just Kanisha. This is not most people. I don't imagine this is many people.
I do the deodorant thing. I do the deodorant thing. But the no panty thing, I cannot be out with no, especially if you have a dress on. What if you have a dress on?
Yeah, well, because my thighs touch, they keep the napkin up there. So it doesn't fall. Now, sometimes it doesn't fall. I can wear a pad with no underwear, technically, because of my thighs. They keep it there.
The fellas are so lost. Teddy left us. Teddy dipped, bro.
I've never seen somebody dip in the middle of the
he pulled the Tony Baker. He said, God bless. And bounced.
But no, so I will say this, because I'm not going to act like it's a flawless system. Sometimes when I wear, you know, how leggings are kind of tight. And then every now I'll look down and I'll be like, oh shit, I'll see the bulge because it slipped down. So now it's in my leg. Or so I'm like, oh shit. And so I'm trying to maneuver it back up. And I'm like, okay, let me go to Starbucks.
People look at her like, oh, she got cancer. She got that tumor on her leg.
And my dude be mad because sometimes he'll find it. He be like, yo, throw these away. You fell asleep with it on and it's in the bed. But I did catch the baby playing with one time and I freaked out. I was like, oh shit, that fell out. Give that to mommy.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and tally this up.
But before you do that, just because I like to have proof, this is after we got to medieval times, after we drove naked. This is us at medieval times, and this was us in the ocean right before.
Oh my god,
and then we drove naked, and that's how we got.
All right, so what's worse?
Kev is so exhausted. He's still trying to figure out this paper towel thing.
Nisha is a vagabond. She out here living with no rules that regular people have.
I'm gonna try. I think I'm gonna try one. I'm gonna try.
I promise you.
Don't do it, Takara. Kanisha already told you it ain't foolproof. The baby done found it. It's craziness over there.
Don't try this shit.
You're going to love it. I promise you. You're
going to
be like this.
You're going to love
when
it.
When it's hot out. Because, you know, underwear make your butt crack, sweat and all that. I'm telling you, it's a whole new
level. I think it's the opposite thing when you don't have that.
It's just try it. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. I'm going to try it.
Okay. So what's worse, having your sock
fall down? I'm going to try it in the
winter down.
I'm going to do it in the summertime. Huh?
Sock fall down your shoes.
Sock fall down your shoes. What's worse, having a sock fall down?
I'm do sock fall down.
Kanisha?
What's the question?
What's worse, having your sock fall down?
Your underwear fall down or your napkin for your paper towel?
Napkin fall down because it's embarrassing. I'm walking in Ralph's and that shit fall out. I'm like, oh,
we don't get the same question as the rest of us, okay? We are different.
What's worse, Kanisha? What's worse, wearing panties or having a napkin fall down? That's your question, Kanisha.
Have the napkin fall. I'll act like I felt, you know, like, oh, my. You can act like the napkin came out of anywhere. They don't know. You pick it up, fake, blow your nose, and keep it pushing. Like, they don't know where it came from. You're not about to embarrass me.
Kevin's so disgusting.
I'm gonna go with having your sock fall down.
Blow your nose. It already looks like your nose got blown in there.
It does. Listen, you gotta save face.
Oh my God.
Misha, you have a specific set of issues that everybody else does not have to deal with.
I thought he was gonna say I have a specific set of skills.
I mean, well, look what she's drinking out of. That tells you everything you need to know. Listen, that's been another episode. It looks like the having your sock fall down takes it home. It's been another episode of Squadcast Versus. Thank you guys so much for watching and for your suggestions. Continue to send that to me, my inbox on IG. I want to thank our guests for today for pulling up. We have Takara Williams. We got Kenesha Buss and Teddy Ray was here at one point. And keep watching. We'll see you next week on another episode.
All right, y'all. Ain't say Kev. You ain't say Kev?
Well, he's not a guest, but like he's a regular. But thank you, Kev, for pulling up. Appreciate it in your castle.
All right. Bye, guys. All right.
I think we should all try this napkin thing.
No, we're not. We're not doing that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.